trip to work easier.
Can't do much about the kids. Sorry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So, curious this morning, what happened when your pet got loose? You know? What kind of panic and chaos did it cause? This poodle in Tokyo pretty much shut down an airport, or at least a good chunk of it.
Oh, jeez.
14 flights were affected. 40 minutes it took to capture it with the help of its owner. It got out of its basket while it was being loaded onto the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Ran out on the tarmac.
Oh, my gosh.
Closed a runway.
Jeez. See, oh, my goodness.
I've told you this story before, but it is just a panic moment. It was before, you know, I eventually had cats, but I had a friend who had them before I had any, so I didn't have a lot of experience with cats, and so he had asked me to cat sit while he was out of town, which isn't a lot, just stop by, feed him,
right,
clean the box, you know, that
thing. Right.
Right.
But, you know, I had some errands to run, it was a beautiful day, and I thought, I think I'll take the cat for a car ride.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, I'll drop the cat back off after we're out running a few errands, and so I did, you know, and ended up my last stop, I was like, oh, I'll just hit this Burger King drive-thru, get a little lunch for me, and so I had the window down, you know, I'm paying, and the cat's not. The cat did not like the car ride.
No, I'm at shocked. All. Not cats love car rides.
Well, some cats do.
Some could do. Yeah. You're right. There are a few. The ones I had didn't like
either.
But this cat, no, did not like car rides at all. So when I'm paying and getting my drinks and stuff, it jumps out the window into the you know, right onto that ledge or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
And I grabbed it, you know, to keep it from going any further. But then it just slid out between, you know, the car and the wall. And it takes off. And it was one of those parking lots, or it was one of those, it was like off of a frontage road. So it was all connected. There was a Walmart next door. And this cat is terrified, running around. It's my best friend's cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And he's trusted me with it.
Yeah. No, terrible feeling.
I got the food. I pulled over. I just got out of the car. I'm running around. There's cars everywhere. It was just absolutely horrifying. I'm like, you cannot die.
No.
You cannot
get
run over. Finally, you know, he saw me and stopped and let me go over and pick him up. And thank God he was familiar with me and liked me and let
otherwise
me go do that. But he did not want to be there. And it almost, it was an absolute terrifying. It was one of the scariest things for me personally that I've been through. I was so worried something was going to happen to that cat.
No, I can totally relate to that. When I worked at that, remember when I took that one like little part-time job at the vet clinic that also had the boarding attached to it?
Yes.
And one of my jobs was to come overnight and walk the dogs. And I was walking two little Shih Tzus right along, railroad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so fairly busy street.
Yeah,
and they're little.
And all of a sudden, like, we're walking, and I hear the chains like dragging on the ground. And I'm like,
I'm sorry. That's hilarious. I mean, it's funny now.
And I'm like, well, that's not right. And I stop and realize I have stopped, and the two little dogs are still continuing on, not attached to anything.
Like, we're walking.
Totally put the leashes on wrong. I don't know. So my heart drops.
Yeah.
I mean, these are people, I don't even know. These are people who have boarded their dogs, you know, with this facility, trusted them, and here all of a sudden.
Although at that point, I think I'd rather not know them. Because I don't know if I'd still be, we'd be friends.
Oh, my God.
He would have been so upset.
But, and then I do exactly what you're not supposed to do. Like, I go lunging towards, and then, of course, the two little dogs are running away from me because they're like crazy woman lunging towards. Us. Eventually, I caught them.
Yeah.
Oh my, yeah, that it is a terrifying moment.
It really is. Okay. So, what happened when your pets got loose, Christina? What happened?
Well, my neighbor across the street, it was an older couple. Me, my husband, and three kids lived in a house, and we had a little mixed breed dog that kept sneaking out of the fence multiple times. But our neighbor didn't like us enough that every time he got loose, she would put him in her house and then call Animal Rescue League. So I had to pay about $40 five times.
Oh, man. Nice neighbor.
For this dog.
It's like bailing him out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
gosh. Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice they picked him up, but good Lord. I mean,
right, just return.
Just call you.
Walk across the street.
I think he barely got out of the fence, and she's seen it, and just in spite. Like to just do that to me.
just was ready to pounce on the situation. I got it.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Christina. Have a good day.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.